Almighty God, we thank you and praise you for this day of remembering, this day of celebrating life, for the lives that have gone on before us. And God, as we continue to worship you in this special day, we ask that you would continue to speak to our hearts. God, that you would help us to hear your voice. Lord, that you would be praised and glorified in all that we do in these few moments together as we worship you. And Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart would be pleasing to you, my Lord and my Savior. Amen. Maybe you saw some adults and children the other day who thought they were a number of things. I saw super heroes and villains. I saw Ninja Turtles and pirates, dolls, large bunnies, and all sorts of odds and ends. And we know that it's Halloween. But those costumes that they wore, that's not really who they are, is it? I mean, the question is, who are we? Really, not kidding. Who are we? Who are you? We attach labels to identify or to say, this is who I am. Labels like name, male, female, adults, children. Labels like married, single, divorced, separated. Labels like high school, college, blue or white collar workers. Labels like strong, weak, tall, thin, heavy, bulky, mentally out of shape. Labels like Democrat, Republican, Independent, Conservative, Moderate, Liberal. All of these are labels, and we use them to identify us, but they don't tell people who we really are. Who you really are. Peter is writing to fellow Christians and reminds them then and us today who we really are, or really who we are becoming. Let's put the screen and let's read that. You are that, let me say that again. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God, and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Did you catch that?
Did you see what Peter wrote? We are living stones being built into a spiritual house. For what purpose? To be a holy priesthood. To be a holy nation, offering spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God. Imagine that. God building something in us. And he's using each of us to complete this special project. What project? Read it with me.
You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
Hey, we are chosen by God to be a royal priesthood, priests, a holy nation. A priest's primary work was to help others know God and to follow him. Now, of course, many of the priests in Jesus' day, not all, were unfortunately driven by wanting to look the part, but not actually be the part. But Peter states that as a believer, we are priests to help others to know and to follow God. We are God's special possessions. When the times are good and when the times are tough, we're God's special possession. We are to declare the praises of God to a world that is covered in darkness. We are the light, God's light, to bring hope where there is despair, to bring life where there is darkness, to bring meaning when life doesn't make sense. And the priesthood is what we know or what we will call today the church. Is that not true? Isn't that what we are all part of, is the church? A holy priesthood that we call the church? You are the church. Say it with me. We are the church.
They were people like you and me who were working out their faith in
faith in God, trusting God beyond what they can see. Allowing God to take them maybe where they have never gone. And guess what? God provided for them and led them through it to do great deeds of faith, many of those deeds of faith which encourage us today. After listing off many of the names and many of the accomplishments, the writer of the book of Hebrews writes this, read it with me.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith.
For some of these people that we remember this morning, they did this very thing, throwing off everything that hindered them, that would keep them from God, and being the church, and being the church so that others might know Jesus and declare the praises of God. They were servants of God. They ran their race. And yes, sometimes they may have stumbled. We don't stumble. But they got back up and continued. They brought their race for God. Now, we might say that, Pastor, life was so much simpler. There were not the pressures to do the things that we have to do today, especially in a world that's increasingly technological. Yet, as King Solomon has said, what has been today has been before. There is nothing new under the sun. The feelings are the same. The pressure is the same. The desire to accumulate more than you need is the same. To want to be something or someone else in the world is still the same. To struggle with following Jesus over the world, over sometimes our own wrong desires, is still the same. To serve our own wants and needs over those who are less fortunate, it's still the same. But the writer reminds us that we are an example, and that we are to follow the example of a living Savior who is willing to give up everything for others. Others, many who were not yet born. He writes, for the joy set before him, Jesus enduring the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not go weary, so that you will not lose heart. If we can just consistently remember it and follow the good example of Jesus, to ignore the cravings of the world and continue to become a priesthood, a holy nation the church wants us to become, not just for ourselves, but for those who are not yet here, imagine the spiritual difference that we, this kind of community of faith, can make in this corner of the world as we engage in the service of serving as individuals and as a church, we want others to know and to declare the praises of God. I am the church.
You are the church. We are the church together. Oh, God, Jesus, all around the world. Yes, we're the church together. So now the church is marching. Sometimes it's really burning. Sometimes it's riding. Sometimes fighting. Always it's running.
Being the church means being alive, living life large, extending ourselves beyond what we have ever done before. We've talked about over the last few weeks the traits, the markers, the indicators of people who are followers of Jesus, Christians, people who are good stewards of God. They are people who gather together in worship regularly. They are people who spend time regularly with God in prayer. They are people who give to God the first fruits of what God has already blessed and provided them with. They are people who serve God by serving others in ministries in the church and through missions outside of your walls. Important ministries like greeters and ushers, liturgists, technical people, musicians, administrators, human resources, trustees, stewardship and finance teams, worship teams, Sunday school and small group teachers, and many others not mentioned out loud in this. They are people who serve God by reaching out to the hungry and the lost. Through events like yesterday's turkey dinner, where the proceeds will go to many faithful charities, for people who are in need of God's love and grace. And we're involved in important mission ministries here in Portland, going to Cass and serving food and hunger, quilting and crying prayers to Mass. These quotes for those living who are in need, visiting the sick and the lonely, writing Christ in them, growing a garden, harvesting food for others, giving our change to gleaners, supporting one thing which helps many of the needy, our family. And again, many other missions that we do. Yes, we're in the service of serving so that others might find a life and be clear. Friends, you, we are the church. Because you are the church. You are a child of God. That's who you are. And you're born child of the King. And God, along with a great cloud of witnesses, are cheering you on to continue to be open to your King so that others will declare the praises of God. That's who you are. We are in the service of serving others that God might be glorified. Jason Gray, a contemporary Christian artist, wrote a song with these words. We bring the kingdom come with every act of love. Jesus, help us carry you alive in us. Your light shines through. With every act of love, we bring the kingdom come. God put a billion, billion doors in this land for his love to walk through. And one of those. Yes, I said, God put a million, million doors in this world for his love to walk through. And one of those doors is you. I'm the church. You're the church. And together, we are the church. All who follow Jesus. All around the world. Yes, we're the church together. Let's sing that.
I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together, all about Jesus, all around the world. Yes, we're the church together.
It is. We are the church of God. And so we come to a time in the life of our church, in the life of our service, where we want to honor the one who made it possible that we could have this church. And that one is Jesus Christ, who loved us, who laid down his life that we might have been.